All right, we back after user error and everything, man. All right, so I wanted to ask you real quick, how did the Ray J song come about?
The Ray J track, how that came about, I had an original version of Give 'Em Girl. You know what I mean? It was kicking up a lot of dust. And, you know, we were doing our thing, and it came to like a plateau. So I was looking like a feature, you know, to add something to it or a new single or whatever. And I ran into Ray J. We ran into each other at this radio convention in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were just small talking, like, Ray, we got to go do something, Ray, like the show. We exchanged numbers and all that stuff. So, I was just trying to think, you know what I mean? And yeah, I said, man, let me see, get Ray on this new version of Get 'Em Girl. And it was like perfect timing because he was just getting into the single of the Sexy Can I Think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't even really hit radio yet. And Ray, he was in New York, he was like, yeah, for sure, let's make it happen. He's like, let's do it as soon as possible because the single about to take off. So I was like, oh, okay, for sure. So actually, and we were trying to get T-Pain on it, or Akon also, you know?
Yeah.
Because the Akon, like, he wouldn't be able to get released until next year because all the singles he already on. So, you know, it's going to be more red tape. I was doing Ray J hands on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, he's from the West Coast, too. So, you know, I hit Ray J, he hit me back. So I'm like, man, I'm going to go with Ray. Boom. So Ray came down, you know, came down. He got back from New York, came down to the IE. We made it happen, man. Getting girls rap.
So I see the song getting momentum. You're getting spins on a lot of different radio stations. Did you envision that when you first, you know, when you first wrote the track? Did you envision this kind of success?
Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't leave the single. You know what I mean? Like I said, from the original version, because I didn't think it had maxed out to the point that it's supposed to max out to. So that's why, you know, I went back and put the Ray on it, and then and try to give them the visual, you know, with the video.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of cats doing songs, you know, just got the hook on it and all that stuff. But the fact they saw how Ray was with me, we was making it happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they see the chemistry of the song. And I think that was very important, you know what I'm saying, for the video thing. So from there, I believe this is the summer banger, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be a summer banger. Females, like, that's going to be a song. Get them, girl. Like, we get them, girl. We hustle. We going out to get it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of that, I read what you call Get 'Em Girl, a breath of fresh air for the West Coast. Why'd you say that?
The reason why I said that, man, like I said, it goes back to something new, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A whole new flavor, a new sound, a new face, a new voice, everything, just something new, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in, it's like, when Pop and Casey and JoJo, you know what I'm saying? How do you want it? That type of feel, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, we ride like there's some type of new West Coast stuff, like, it's West Coast, but it's like, man, but it's the new sound, you know what I mean? It's the evolution. Like, that's why I consider myself the evolution of West Coast hip-hop, man.
Okay.
I'm where, like, you know what I'm saying, West Coast supposed to be at, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days when, you know what I'm saying, the shit was jumping off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, somewhere along the line, like, we slowed up, you know what I'm saying?
So if Get 'Em Girls is for the clubs, what can we expect when your album drops, Heart of a Lion?
Heart of a Lion, you know, what you want to expect, you want to expect the struggles of life and also trying to make it in this music industry and different things of me, you know, young months coming up and just trying to survive in this world, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's called, Heart of a Lion, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Hear about, you know what I mean, my situation, how I almost died 3 or 4 times. I'm still alive, I'm still here. How the music industry, you know, cats, but like I can't rap and I ain't no superstar, but I'm still here killing the streets, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're gonna get diverse, a full course meal, man. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with lunch, a full course meal.
And that's coming in August, right?
Yeah, August, yep.
Okay. So you're gonna, so now with the, when you kind of, I don't wanna say repackage, but when you made the Get 'Em Girl single get a renewed life with Ray J, so you're going to ride that until the album's released, or are you going to come with another track, or?
It just depends on the actual momentum, you know, and what the people ask for, you know what I'm saying? When they want to hear some more music, then I'm going to give them some more music. You know, I got a lot of mixtapes. I'm going to drop another mixtape. I'm going to drop the Reheat of Volume 3, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to keep that going, the momentum. They're going to be able to hear that music. So it just depends on the people, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
What they ask for at the time.
Okay, okay. So producers, features, anybody that obviously got Ray J on that on Get 'Em Girl. Anything else to look forward to in terms of like producers or features?
I got to join with Sean Kingston. I'm trying to make happen. You know, we're trying to get this JR produced the track. Trying to make that happen right now. But for the most part, Fingers did like 75% of the album. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's some more producers that I'm in the works of making things happen. But, you know, we're still working it out right now.
Okay. Now, I read on your bio, it says you describe yourself as having the business sense of Russell Simmons.
Right.
How does being business minded benefit you on the independent side of things?
Well, as far as independent, I believe even if you're in the major, you got to think independent, because independently means you're self-dependent upon yourself. So no matter what situation you're in, you're independent enough to be successful in that situation. So, like for instance, I'm still moving as a record label. I'm independent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the back end of that, the mentality, like, okay, the front end, you're not getting as much. People get caught up in the front end money, but the back end money is where you're getting paid the most at, you know what I mean?
Right.
So as an independent artist, an independent CEO, I know that, because that's the only thing I do know. You see what I'm saying? So it pay out more on the back end.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I know that, and I feel more comfortable in that situation of getting my money like that, because I'm getting more on the back end.
Do you see your business mindset, that business savvy, as your greatest strength?
Yeah, it is my greatest strength, because where someone, another artist, said we approach the same situation, the same thing, same material, and the feedback from one artist to me, it's a totally different feedback. I'm looking at it from a business perspective on why they're not dealing with me on this side of the game, where another person might take it personal and might mess up that whole connection or that whole relationship due because they took the situation personal, because the person ain't playing their song, or they said they're not feeling this song or liking this music. They might take that whole thing, that whole perspective personally and react to it personally. Which me, I'm coming as a business minded, and I'm going to adjust to what they believe they can sell, because I know at the end of the day, it's a service. You got product, and people got to want to buy the stuff, and you got to sell the product to the people. So you got to do what you got to do to adjust that for the people to buy the product, and for the people that's willing to invest the money into the product. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of artists just don't see it like that. They see it like, my music is hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm me, woo-woo, everybody in the hood selling me. You should feel me. Hmm. These white cats, no white cats, you know what I mean? They don't know nothing about the hood. They don't know nothing about the street shit. They up in their big ass buildings, you know what I mean? Getting paid. They don't know nothing about that shit. So you gotta be able to be business savvy enough to be able to explain it to them, and what they can feel like they can make money off the situation. Yeah. But they gonna profit off of it. And a lot of cats just don't understand that concept.
Okay. Now, if we catch up in a few months after Heart of a Lion drops, finish the statement for me. Heart of a Lion was successful because...
Heart of a Lion was successful because Lunch brought a whole new element to hip-hop. I'm just not going to put myself in the box. To hip-hop, it was a whole new flavor coming from the area we was used to, but came from a whole different perspective. And also, the reality of the music was so real, what people attached themselves to it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And what I mean by that is, like, you got a lot of rappers rapping about, before they even made it, rapping about how, what they got this and got that, and they ain't made it yet. So I'm like, why are you rapping if you already got it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm rapping from a perspective that I don't got it, but I'm trying to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that alone, you know, and the title is called Heart of a Lion. You know, that says a lot right there. When a person have a heart of a lion, that means, you know what I mean, they're not going to never give up. You know what I mean? Period. On life, period. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, rappers, they trying to rap like Jay-Z or whoever, 50 or whoever, where they are successfully already. They haven't even been successful yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm rapping from perspective like, I'm trying to get to where they at. You see what I'm saying? And this is how I'm doing it. And this is what I went through to do it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm giving from a whole nother perspective of the hip hop game. I believe that's what people gonna they don't appreciate from the heart of the line.
All right. So along the same lines, now we 3 years down the line. Mm-hmm. What do you hope to have accomplished in the next 3 years?
Next 3 years. Okay. Lunch, of course, is set as an artist, but I also have my artist off Homeless Records. You know what I'm saying? My label, the next biggest independent label. You know what I'm saying? We moving strongly. My artist on the label is moving strongly, and we very successful. You know what I mean? We venturing off to other different avenues of making money, marketing plans, doing endorsements with different corporate companies and things like that. And that's what I expect to be at.
Okay.
A mogul. Did I pronounce it right? A mogul in the hip hop game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we go, What do you want to let Dub Nation, Dub CNN Nation, know, or you know, it's all yours before we head out.
Let them know, you know what I'm saying, this lunch, the general man, Homeless Nation, the force we reckon with. I'm coming by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm that new problem, man. The evolution of West Coast hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Evolution of the hip hop period. And I'm gonna get mine one way or another. You know what I'm saying? So watch out for lunch. You know what I'm saying? We all gotta eat. You know what I'm saying?
All right, for sure, man. Thanks for your time, dog.
That's what's up, Jay. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, dog.